campfire. At its edge, an elderly woman staked a tall pole, and several women dragged Elizabeth forward and lashed her to it. The brave with the buffalo horns stroked May's hair.
"Mama! Mama, help me!"
Eyes wide with terror, she screamed as he threw her to the ground. Another warrior claimed Mama. Terrified, agonized, Elizabeth squeezed her eyes shut for their torturous cries. Where was Jesus? "Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you," he had said. But wasn't he supposed to protect his children? Mama and May went silent, and Elizabeth cautiously opened her eyes. The buffalo warrior was striding toward her, grinning. Elizabeth trembled, praying silently.
"Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Love..."
He grasped her by the chin, his dark eyes burning. And when she didn't say anything, he yanked her mouth open and thrust two fingers inside to poke and prod. Elizabeth coughed and gagged, especially when she realized with a wave of dizziness that she had tasted blood.
"Oh, May. Oh, Mama."
He laughed at her inability to speak, and someone handed him a long lance covered with red paint and matching ribbons. He grinned at her, then paced away from the fire. The crowd cheered as he readied the lance. Elizabeth's knees weakened with fear, but the tight leather bands held her upright.
"Oh, Jesus, I don't want to die."
Yelling, the brave ran toward her with the point aimed at her breast. An inexplicable warmth flowed from Elizabeth's heart and spread to her limbs. Then the leather ropes binding her loosened and fell. As if on fire, her tongue also loosened. Raising her freed arms, she heard her own voice speaking.
"Ta'apur pukene tomabat, ohanimak sokut, umasua hukuk vita roa, tasakova tome imitwite."
The words spilled out of her mouth and the crowd stared, mute. The brave's cry died in his throat, and he stopped mid-stride. His proud face grew perplexed, and the lance quivered in his hand. The words stopped. Elizabeth slowly lowered her arms, and the strange sensation ebbed away, leaving her weak.
"Let me die now, Lord."
In the silence, an older man moved forward from the crowd. Many bowed their heads as he passed. He stopped in front of Elizabeth and studied her face, his curious eyes searching deeply into hers. Then he lifted her cross and with the other hand pointed down at the broken bonds, back at Elizabeth, and then at himself. Smiling, he took her hand and led her from the carnage at the campfire and toward a teepee. Elizabeth was terrified that she had been claimed for some sort of pagan marriage when a woman and a girl about May's age entered after them. Staring, the woman thrust a buckskin blouse, skirt, and moccasins into Elizabeth's hands, then stripped away her shoes and torn clothes. She threw them outside the teepee, leaving Elizabeth no choice but to wear the clothes that she had been given. Suddenly, the woman brandished a knife, and Elizabeth backed away in terror. The girl touched Elizabeth's shoulder from behind and began loosening her braids. After she had freed all of Elizabeth's hair, the woman chopped it chin length like theirs. Grunting, they offered her a foul-smelling stew. Elizabeth shook her head. They shrugged and handed her a buffalo robe, pointing at the edge of the teepee. She obediently curled up on the hide, covered her head, and wept.
"Why did you let Mama and May die? They were so good. They always did what was right, while I always skipped my chores and got reprimanded for mentioning Noah. Why did you spare me? What were those strange words I spoke?"
She wanted to roll into the fire. She wanted to die. She wanted to run out of the frightening, smelly teepee and away from her savage captors. But she shook with fear. Where could she go anyway? They were somewhere on the barren, staked plains, away from any towns, away from anyone who could help her.
"Oh, Papa. Papa, please find me,"
she sobbed silently until she fell asleep.